Data can be the key to open new doors to innovation. But if you're using numbers to find answers, you should ask yourself some questions too. Welcome to Velocity of Content. I'm Christopher Keneally for CCC. In an April 13th CCC Town Hall program on LinkedIn Live, global experts in technology, public policy, and media offered insights on the data boom that accelerates innovation and decision-making, even as it raises critical questions about data reliability and concerns over privacy and equity. Sonia Shaikh is the George Gerbner Postdoctoral Fellow at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Shaikh's research interests include how individuals and teams use AI-enabled and automated technology to make decisions, interact, and perform. The success of data-driven technologies, she has found, depends on trust and varies from community to community.
So I think it's important to say that success of any data-driven technology or AI-enabled technologies depends really on the extent to which stakeholders trust them. And in the study of management and organizations, trust is a very important variable, as you all can imagine. But the way we have to understand trust in terms of data and AI, it has to be thought about in terms of different stakeholders that are involved in the process of using and developing data-driven technologies and AI. And today, my talk is going to focus on this trust, this human element, and what affects this trust by looking at these different stakeholders. And so first, I'll start with talking about tech developers and what affects their trust in technology. As I think it has been suggested here already, people who develop technology or use big data and AI, they usually have high trust in it. And that's because there is an incentivized pursuit of technology. So you can increase profit, you can decrease costs, you can make the process more efficient. During the time of the pandemic, the need for such data-driven tools has become particularly important. And this also has been obviously seen by the governments in the EU and the United States that it's important to fund these projects that these developers have. And so now we have billions of dollars of investments, for example, from the US government to develop these data-driven and AI-enabled tools. So there is high trust in it. The second group is the corporations and government agencies who will be using these tools to make decisions for others. So for example, there is the Allegheny Family Screening Tool. It assesses us, it gives a score to that child and gives a suggestion to the child welfare worker that whether they should take this call and actually go ahead and screen this or go ahead and do something regarding the case that has been given to them. And then there are recruiters and companies which are using technology to make hiring decisions. This goes from resume sorting to actually seeing recordings of people's facial expressions and their tone and determine if they're a good candidate for their company. And again, these companies which are using data-driven tools, it's first of all their need. The landscape is changing. We have so much information. It's important to use these data-driven and AI-enabled tools. But they want to trust, but there are serious concerns regarding fairness and ethics of these tools and how data is used. First of all, the kind of data that is generated and the kind of data that is fed in to make these technologies. And because of these concerns with fairness and ethics, it ties into the public sentiment and the very people for whom these technologies are being used to make decisions for. I have identified some reasons which affect public trust for AI and data-driven tools. And right now, the landscape is very murky. We don't really know if public trusts AI and data-driven tools. And that is because of several reasons. So first, I found in my research that perceptions of technology's terminology, like if we say algorithm versus machine learning versus AI, it affects the extent to which people are willing to place their trust in it. And this is interesting because we tend to, as academics and researchers, often conflate terms like algorithms, machine learning, AI, but in the public mind, it affects their perceptions of trust. And then another thing is that some researchers have found that decision types really affect if people are willing to take a technology and let them make decisions for them. So, for example, technologies used to do make hiring decisions are not as trusted. But technologies which can make low stake decisions, let's say, manage a database, for example, are trusted more often. Or technologies which are doing, let's say, content moderation of apolitical events are trusted a bit more often. And then there is the person character, like level factor, the socioeconomic status of individuals, which really affects the extent to which people trust them. So, for example, in the United States, we find that males and whites and college educated individuals are more likely to trust AI and big data initiatives than women and people who belong to minority groups. But I think the moral of the story is that, yes, we need data and we are developing new directions and technologies to help organizations, but the trust element has to be studied more comprehensively, and it has to be seen from the lens of various stakeholders that are involved in the design, embedding, and the use of technology.
Well, Dr. Sonia Sheikh, thank you for that. And I think the point about the need to define terms and to understand what we're talking about is really critical. But then you added as well the importance of not making sweeping generalizations. So people who trust data, in the United States, there are very important differences even in the United States, but there are also differences around the world. And I think your research has shown that it matters, in fact, where the tech is produced, because we might be a tech exporter or a tech importer, and that's going to affect trust as well.
Absolutely. Actually, there is an Oxford study on this very problem. And we see that, for example, in East Asia, people have higher trust in AI robots compared to Latin American countries. And that can be broadly, if we have to find a post hoc explanation for this, that could be because one group, East Asian countries develop and create their own technologies. And it's so embedded in their societies, where Latin American countries are, although they are making a lot of progress, they're still importing a lot of that technology. So that affects how people perceive those technologies.
Right. There is a lot here to consider. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your presentation, Dr. Sheikhas. A complete recording of Data Directions, a CCC Town Hall featuring Sonia Sheikh and other guests, is available on LinkedIn and on CCC's YouTube channel. Our producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. You can subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts, and please do follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening to this Velocity of Content podcast from CCC.